to move to Las Vegas. The Athletics have one more season left on their lease in Oakland. Beyond that, they have options that include playing at Las Vegas Ballpark in Summerlin as well as Oracle Park in San Francisco. A stadium in Las Vegas that the team can call home is expected to be built in time for the 2028 season. Practice runs for the Formula One race were suspended last night after a problem with a manhole cover on the track caused damage to one of the cars. After repairs were made, practice sessions were resumed around 2:30 this morning. Qualifying for the Global Spectacle takes place at midnight tonight. The green flag drops on the Las Vegas Grand Prix tomorrow night at 10 o'clock.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
It looks like we are seeing fewer cars on the road. A lot of people heeding the warnings of the Formula One closures, which do include the I-15 ramps to Flamingo and Spring Mountain. No access to those free roads, Flamingo and Spring Mountain, from I-15. As far as accidents go, just one to report in the southeast intersection of Russell and Maryland Parkway. Sunny skies today. Highs will stop just short of 70 degrees. Only 54 degrees, though, right now. We do have a good chance of late-night rains tonight and early tomorrow. Should be done by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, though, the rains. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Race weekend for Formula One. I must admit, Mark Thomas at the sports desk has been following this thing overnight. I didn't realize that Formula One was a graveyard shift oriented enterprise. What the hell happened last night and into this morning?
Well, as far as those hours go, since you brought it up, it's not only practical because there are fewer cars on the roads here, but this sport serves the international audience. And so their TV times and their broadcast coverages fit really well with midnight practice rounds, 10 p.m. green flag tomorrow night. But yeah, last night practice runs were suspended for several hours. Apparently, one of the drivers during a practice run ran over a manhole cover, ripped it clean off, and that's going to be a problem. Damaged the car, actually, too. So they had to get that fixed up. No concerns about this affecting the race. They've got it all fixed. The second practice run was delayed by a couple of hours. And right around 2:30 this morning, they were able to get that one in full force. So should be good to go now.
Have you ever seen races? I mean, I know nothing about Formula One. I know a lot more about NASCAR. But the idea of doing something, you know, practice runs at 2:30 in the morning, I'm like, say what?
Well, you know, I guess it beats 2:30 p.m.
Agreed.
Formula One cars, this is not unique to Las Vegas. A lot of people are saying, you know, you keep hearing the word unacceptable, you know, all this work. You know, this is what happens when you do street racing, especially with a Formula One car. They get those top speeds, 200 miles on a street track. Course, with their high downforce that they generate, and that's strong enough to rip manhole covers right out of the road. And it's pretty much what happened last night.
I'm just wondering why they didn't provide for this early on. I mean, they've had access to the streets here for a little bit.
Yeah, you're right. That was my question too. Earlier in the week, they did track testing, and apparently it gave it a green light enough to begin the practice runs. Now, qualifying isn't until midnight tonight. And the race, of course, again, is going to be at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. But this is why they do it. They do practice runs. They do track testings. I don't know why this one didn't get caught, or maybe there's something that they needed to do. I'm not familiar with exactly what they do to these manhole covers. I know it involves cementing over them. They've already done the repaving, which actually looks really nice. No one's complaining about the track conditions in that regard. But, that manhole cover was a big problem.
Wow. Mark, thanks, man. I know you're going to be keeping on top of this. The racers are probably sleeping right now, and they'll come out on their graveyard shift coming up tonight. That's absolutely bizarre. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yep.
More coming up from Mark Thomas. He'll have the latest on sports. He'll have the latest, by the way, on the Major League Baseball, which unanimously approved the move of the Oakland A's to Southern Nevada. That is absolutely wonderful. I want you to hear from Sean O'Brien. Remember how a couple of days ago we had Mark Wayne Mullen, who almost got into a fight at a congressional hearing. He's a senator from Oklahoma. And it was just an amazing moment in, government history, where we almost had a fist fight in a, congressional hearing. It was just weird. This is Sean O'Brien. This is Cut One, by the way. He's the president of the Teamsters and was on with Neil Cavuto yesterday. This was his reaction to the Mark Wayne Mullen deal. This was just really, really strange. Here it is with Sean O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, it was bizarre at best. I mean, we were at that hearing to testify. We had the privilege of being invited to testify of the value of unions and how we can work together bipartisan. And obviously, I used those hearings as a opportunity to hear the different side of opinions and see how we can adjust and maybe work together. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen, because first he says we're consenting adults, which was bizarre because it sounded like he wanted to date me. Then he asked to fight me. And I'm hearing now he wanted to bite me. And then the last post he made was in front of a cache of automatic weapons, where he says anytime, any place. So make up your mind. Do you want to date me, fight me, bite me, or shoot me? It's crazy. We're there for one reason only. It's to, you know, tell our side of the story and get some feedback and maybe develop some relationships for the betterment of working people.
Well, you didn't develop a relationship with him, and it looks like things haven't softened, so I guess there's no coffee planned, right?
Hey, look, I'll sit down and have coffee with anybody. Despite his rhetoric and his violent tendencies, obviously he has some issues that he probably should be dealing with. But my issue is dealing with, you know, how we improve America, how we work together, and how we move forward from our differences.
But to be fair, Sean, you were giving back as much as he was giving you, and it looked like you were ready to come to blows with him. If he had jumped over that dais, would you have done that?
Well, look, first off, I mean, that's a setting that should never occur, and the proper form.
Would you have done that? It looked like you were ready and raring to go.
If he jumped over the dais and put myself or anybody that was with me at risk, obviously, we do have a right to defend ourselves. That is clearly not the objective moving forward for me.
Let me ask you, though, I know we go back and forth, Sean, on the notion of who started, but, you know, you did send some nasty tweets, emails, whatever you want to call them, saying of him that it's just reality that you're just a clown. You should get your facts straight, because every time you speak at these hearings, you're full of you know what. You went on to say the more you run your mouth, the more you show the American people what a moron you are. Do you regret that?
I don't, because, you know, my first interaction with Senator Mullen at my first hearing, he attacked me personally regarding my salary, what value I bring to working people. He actually came at me first, and I had no knowledge and or ever dealings with him. And then he proceeded to try and belittle everybody on the committee. So, you know, everything he was saying was not one bit factual, and he couldn't support any of those remarks he was making. He was inconsistent. So, you know, I don't have a problem with someone criticizing me. I don't have a problem with someone not liking me. But just make sure you have the facts and figures, and he clearly doesn't. He made up this story about how he came from nothing. He was harboring resentment from another union that picketed his business. You know, clearly the guy needs to act accordingly. He's a U.S. senator. He's one of the most 100 powerful people in this country that actually could effectuate change. And he, you know, behaves like a 12-year-old in the schoolyard. And it's unfortunate. And look, if mistakes are made by me, I'm going to admit them. I'm going to own them. And more importantly, I'm going to learn from them and move forward. Because, look, I am representing a 1.3 million membership that is dependent upon me making the right decisions on their behalf and forging relationships that can help.
That's Sean O'Brien. The president of the Teamsters on Fox News Channel yesterday, trying to explain what happened earlier in the week at that United States Senate hearing on Capitol Hill. Stay with us. More to do. The government is not going to shut down at midnight tonight. It's not going to shut down. The government is going to plow on. We know that because Chuck Schumer told us it's true. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This Friday is Paul Powell's annual Thanksgiving dinner giveaway. Completely drive-through. Come get your turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, and cranberry sauce at the 4141 Meadows Lane YMCA. It is first come, first serve until supplies last. No registration required, but one per vehicle.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The Animal Foundation and Paws for the Cause are hosting their second free microchipping event this year for up to 2 pets per household while supplies last. Grab your fur baby and stop by the Arizona Charlie's Decatur North Lot at 10 a.m. on November 18th. Bring a gently used blanket for our blanket drive, too. There will even be pets looking for their forever homes. Enjoy a day filled with pet love, food vendors, and live entertainment at your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent 6 organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall for.
By the way, this hour brought to you by True Dentistry. Dr. Joe Willardson is my dentist. He can be your dentist too. I hope you will. Now, of course, you know that True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all patients. That's a $150 value, absolutely free. And you know how I love free. True Dentistry folks. 2 convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. Yesterday, the U.S. Senate passed the funding bill, so the government's going to stay open. I don't know that that's a good thing, now that I think of it. Chuck Schumer made the announcement in the gallery of the U.S. Senate.
As of Friday night, the government is staying open. And because of bipartisan cooperation, we're keeping the government open without any poison pills or harmful cuts to vital programs. A great outcome for the American people. Obviously, the Republican-led House needed Democratic votes to avoid a shutdown. And I was pleased to see that the Speaker was willing to work with Democrats and resisted the siren song of the hard right in the House. And if that continues, we can avoid further shutdowns and finish the work of funding the government. Today's CR is a very good step, a good omen for the future. I hope we see more bipartisanship down the line. Every time I've spoken about a shutdown, I've stressed the need to focus on bipartisanship. Every time I've talked to the Speaker, I've said to him, if we work in a bipartisan way, we can get this done. And if we don't, if the House is not bipartisan, it could very well lead to a shutdown and real harm to the American people. Bending over backwards to mollify the hard right, as speakers of the past have shown, will only create more gridlock and more chaos. So I hope that the new Speaker continues to choose the bipartisan approach, as he commendably has in his first foray. Now, keeping the government is a good outcome, of course, but we have a lot more work to do after Thanksgiving. We must finish passing President Biden's emergency supplemental with aid to Israel, Ukraine, humanitarian assistance for innocent civilians in Gaza, and funds for the Indo-Pacific. We will keep working with Leader McConnell on a way forward. I know both sides genuinely care about approving aid to Israel and Ukraine and helping innocent civilians in Gaza. So I hope we can come to an agreement, even if neither side gets everything they insist on. But we will be working on it immediately when we get back after Thanksgiving.
Well, we will see what happens. Chuck Schumer, real excited. But not everybody was as excited as Chuck Schumer. I'll just leave it at that. When we come back, I'll let you hear one member of Congress who is really ticked off big time. We'll let you hear his emotion coming up in just a couple minutes right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Coming up on the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show, the primary still in full swing. We'll look at the numbers, the polls, and get you ready for a big holiday week coming up on Clay and Buck.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's rated excellent on Trustpilot. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will encrypt your online data as well. So improve your digital privacy and protection with one simple click. Get the special Black Friday deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
On this Friday, my responsibility as a national news commentator is to be fair, and I try to be. If you've listened to me over the years, I take a strong position, but I'm not leaving out stuff, and I'm looking at it from what the issue is and how it affects you, my viewers and listeners. But I think I might be unfair to the city of San Francisco, and I think I might be obsessed with that place. And I want to discuss it with you. So San Francisco is perhaps the most beautiful American city. If you've been there before the progressives ruined it, it was a fabulous place. Always free-spirited, a lot of opportunity. Silicon Valley, you all know, south of the city. But just a good place to vacation, and if you had enough money, to live. Now it's destroyed. Because the permissive culture that the progressives push allows deviant behavior all day long. And San Francisco is now a center of depravity, where thousands of drug addicts steal at will, put needles in their bodies in front of children, live in squalor, right out in public, and the city is fine with it. And you know what? I'm not fine with it. I think it's just terrible, and I think it reflects on what exactly the progressive movement is. Bad. Now this.
Every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so let me get this straight. The Senate voted yesterday to essentially create a continuing resolution. It's going to fund the government in shifts, so to speak. And essentially, we're okay for a while. And Chuck Schumer was just so excited. And we let you hear from him. But not everybody was excited about this. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to cut number four. This is Chip Roy. He is a congressman from Texas. And this was his spin on all of this.
When is it going to be enough? Is $34 trillion of debt not enough? $2 trillion deficits not enough? Another American dying from fentanyl or from cartels? Terrorists coming across our southern border, not enough. Our babies being put in ovens in Israel, not enough. We have the Senate yesterday who chose expansion of the Internal Revenue Service over standing with Israel. And what are my Republican colleagues doing? They are all too happy to have this vote go down today and get on their airplanes and go home for turkey at Thanksgiving. Why aren't we putting another bill on the floor of the House right now and sending it over to the Senate to shove it down their throats to say that we, Republicans, stand for cutting spending? We, Republicans, stand for standing with Israel. We, Republicans, stand for securing the border of the United States. No. Let's just go back and go raise some money so we can do more fundraisers, so we can then try to get elected, so we can come back here and offer more excuses for why we don't get the job done.
Chip Roy, a little bit upset. and trust me, it got worse. We'll try and see if we can include some of his comments earlier in that speech on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. He was somewhat underwhelmed. Coming up in the program, Jeffrey Lawrence is one of the smartest dudes I know of in Southern Nevada. The research director for NPRI, and he did a great piece, just a phenomenal piece on education. You know, we always say, well, we need to throw more money at education. No, we don't need to throw more money at education. We need to be smarter about how we do it. And the fact is that what Jeffrey Lawrence did just this past week was put out an op-ed piece that was one of the most in-depth things I've seen. I mean, it was that good. We'll get a chance to visit with Jeffrey Lawrence. And also, don't forget, coming up after 8 o'clock, what in God's name is going on with Formula One? They canceled the practice, and a lot of people are saying, what the hell happened? They were still working at 2:30 in the morning. Most folks outside of graveyard shift are probably sleeping right through that, but not Formula One. NASCAR never does this. Why does Formula One do this? We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Great to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website.
What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Brock.